If you want to be treated like you're one of a kind, then the first step is to start acting like you're one of a kind. I just made a decision. I'm not going to chase. Instead, I'm going to attract. I don't even think it's about getting clients. I think it's about growing them. It's about transforming yourself from an order taker into a leader. We don't take orders. We help lead our clients to places they can't otherwise get on their own. The secret really is to stop playing small at every level. In everything you do, you bring your big self, that best version of who you can be. That's how you become an incomparable expert. So today we're going to take a close look at the world of Dan the Man McDonald, aka the Life Regenerator. I'm going to be kind of talking my way through what is available to you online at incomparableexpert.com/fruitsandvegetables. And today we're going to answer a simple question. Can you succeed in business with love and good intentions? I'll tell you, kind of ruin the surprise up front and say, of course you can, especially if you're somebody like Dan the Man McDonald, who is the subject of today's show. He calls himself the Life Regenerator. He's a certified detox specialist, and he's been studying plant-based nutrition for about 15 years, so he knows a lot about a lot. And today I'm going to walk you through the platform he's built over the years that's literally saving people's lives, and it's providing a great life for him. It's an example of a platform that works. So by the end of this, my goal will be to have removed any possible excuse you might have for not building a platform to attract clients and customers into your world. Now, when Dan started his videos, I think he was living in a trailer, literally, and he had a video camera. So he had that, he had his experiences with fruits and vegetables, and he had a ton of passion. Now, someone might not look at all that and think there's much of a business there, but that would be kind of dumb, especially in this day and age. Because over the years, Dan's used his platform to fuel product sales and build a great business, not to mention transform a ton of people's lives. And he did it all, pretty much, with the power of YouTube. So if you thought building a platform had to be expensive, you can pretty much cross that off your list too, sorry. Now in the letter on the site, you'll see a screenshot of Dan years ago standing out in front of his trailer with an enormous amount of leafy green vegetables that he's shoving through a juicer. And in this video, in this particular video, he was making a ton of juice for a truck driver who was nursing himself back to health. I think he lost upwards of 200 pounds from juice. Tons of health benefits there, obviously. And that's just like one example of the kind of transformation that Dan has helped people achieve over the years. Now, I help people get clients, but Dan actually saves people's lives, or rather, he helps them save their own lives. He gives them knowledge, he gives them inspiration and empowered thinking so that they can make these changes for themselves. Now, over the years, Dan's released about 1,200 videos and counting. Some are a couple minutes, some are really long. In almost all of them, he's talking about the power of raw fruits and vegetables to promote health, and that's it. 1,200 videos released for free, offering information that can truly save people's lives. That creates an enormous amount of goodwill, and it's just part of the reason why, at the moment, Dan has about 192,000 or so subscribers to his YouTube channel, with about 32 million views of his videos. So I'm going to highlight a couple of the key skills that Dan has that is making this platform success possible. You may or may not have these skills at the moment. I don't think any of them are out of your reach. So platform success skill number one, he's willing to say it. So Dan is extremely passionate. He is passionate because he lived this journey first. It's really the source of the enormous amount of energy he has to share about what he knows. Raw fruits and vegetables completely transformed his life and his health, and he's not afraid to let people know it. But he doesn't just focus on like the good and happy parts of the story either. He's open, he's raw, pun intended, and he's totally vulnerable. So that means while he's the expert, he's not being the judge. He doesn't speak down to the little people and make it clear that those people are never going to get to his level. A lot of experts do take that approach. Dan doesn't. I wouldn't recommend it. But this is just who Dan is. But I think the time of the I'm better than you type of expert is kind of running short. People don't want to be treated like that. It's not empowering at all. And it kind of bugs you if you're the wrong type of person. These days, with all the choices people have to get help about just about anything, they don't really have to put up with an attitude like that if they don't want to. All right, platform success skill number two. Dan actually has a message. Now, I don't think you need to transform yourself into some type of evangelist personality or anything to have a successful platform, but you do have to have a message. There's got to be something that you actually stand for. Do you know what it is? If you don't, you're not going to get noticed like someone who does. It's really simple. You can go to Dan's website at regenerateyourlife.org and read what Dan's about. He has a simple mission right there. I'll read it to you. Number one, make fruits and vegetables fun, exciting, and accessible with my free videos and instructional DVDs. Check. Number two, inspire 1 million people to embrace raw living foods and reach total life regeneration. It's really that simple. When I get up in the morning, two things are what I think about. Fruits, vegetables, and eating whole foods truly saved my life, and I've never been more passionate about spreading this subject. This is one of the biggest reasons I created regenerateyourlife.org and made it so simple to use and understand. From my free videos to understanding what tools and equipment to get, like blenders, juicers, rebounders, and more, to make this lifestyle easy, I just want to make this doable for people all around the world. Thank you so much for checking out this mission page, and it's my hope that you'll join me in helping to spread this important message. Very simple, very powerful. Why would this matter? First, if you have no idea what you're about, if you have no big ideas, like I call them, that kind of support the foundation of your platform, there's no way anybody else can either. They will not know what you're about. They will not know what to do with you. The platform is designed so that you're communicating a few core ideas. You talk about and you demonstrate those core ideas in lots of different ways. You kind of say them without necessarily saying them. But over time, because of the repetition, because of the focus, the message gets through. Over time, your marketplace is able to put you in a box, which is totally the point. Because once you're in a box, it's easy for people to talk about you. For example, Jason, he's the client attraction guy. That's really all I need. That's the only type of box I need to be in. That's fine. Dan's message is really simple, straightforward, and powerful. You can sum it up in four words, which he does all of the time. And if you watch his videos, you'll see the message come through over and over and over again. The four words are fruits, vegetables, and love. That's it. Dan's message hasn't even changed in all these years. But he didn't create it because he thought it would be a cool business idea or because his market research showed that it was smart. He created it because it's an extension of himself. I think that's really the key when you're trying to figure out what you are about, especially if you're a solo service provider or even if you're the face of a larger firm. When you can somehow align who you are and what you do and make those work together, it gets easier. It gets easier because it gives you an enormous amount of clarity. Okay, platform success skill number three. His aim is to be valuable. You can talk about the idea of a platform from many different directions. Some business owners might view it as a savvy strategy to get what they want. I don't. Dan doesn't either, I don't believe. The proof is in 1,200 videos at no cost. When you set out to build a platform that's truly valuable to your prospective clients or customers, word gets around. You want to know how to fuel word-of-mouth marketing. Everybody does. The simplest way, unfortunately the hardest way, is to do something that's worth like talking about. It's kind of difficult to do something that's worth talking about. It actually takes some work sometimes. It doesn't mean people are going to go around talking about you right away or the minute you show up. It usually takes time. But here's a simple formula. What is valuable gets consumed. What is valuable gets used. What is valuable gets attention. What is valuable gets talked about. All of these things are things that fuel the client attraction process. But instead of designing your platform by thinking, how can I use this to get clients? I'd ask questions like, what type of platform could I design that would truly transform the lives of my prospective clients? It's a tall order, most definitely, but I think that's what incomparable experts do. They do what other people won't do, can't do, don't do. Okay, platform success skill number 4, the effect of consistency. Dan's created a ton of videos over the years. He's pretty consistent. I talk a lot about consistency when it comes to the platform. Until you've experienced it, I'm not sure that you can actually fully grasp just how powerful this single thing is. But I don't think I'm exaggerating to say that probably 50 to 60% of the power of my platform has been created through the consistency part alone. You don't really have to be the world's greatest writer or speaker to be consistent. All you have to do is make a decision, really. So what happens because of this decision? What's the real benefit that comes from a commitment to being consistent in your publishing? Or I might rephrase that by saying, what's the real benefit that comes from a commitment to being consistent in your service of a lot of people without asking for anything in return? That brings us to trust. That's really what you get. Showing up as promised creates trust over time. That's the easy one. Another less obvious benefit is that a relationship is built between you and your subscriber, and it's a relationship that ultimately results in them feeling like they know you. People buy, of course, from people they know, like, and trust, and people who have something that solves a problem they have. So creating a scenario where people truly feel like they know you is really powerful. And when you can do it with people who live on the other side of the world, like we do online, it's an amazing asset to be building. That's what consistency gets you. It's simple, it's hard, all at the same time. So here's how to trick yourself into tripping into the consistency trap. I think the easiest way to become consistent is to start telling a lot of people that you're going to be consistent. You need to tell people you'd really be embarrassed in front of if you didn't follow through. I'm not exactly sure if there's like a term for this type of motivation, but I can tell you it's pretty darn effective, especially with people like me. One other way to make consistency easy is to stop looking for results. Now, I know that's kind of business heresy, but stick with me since we're this far in. Why would you quit now? You don't want to start a platform looking around every corner that you come to for signs that it's working. There are countless examples from every industry niche you can think of that proves the model works. But if you get started and you're always looking for what's going to come from it, like today or tomorrow, that's really a bad move. First, it will cause you to put you first instead of your prospective clients or customers first. And second, it makes you miserable. So my recommendation is you commit to the process, observe what happens, expect nothing. That's about the best advice I could give anyone. Now, there is one thing that makes this platform approach a whole lot easier. For me, it's a non-negotiable item, but I understand that some people won't agree. I have little trouble with the consistency of my platform simply because I would enjoy doing it anyway, even if it produced nothing. I think Dan is probably in the same boat. Do it because you like it. That totally changes everything. Don't just do it because you want something from it. If that means changing businesses, just change. Life is too short to be miserable, and it's just not worth any amount of money to be miserable. Okay, so we know that Dan makes a lot of videos. We know he's been doing it for a long time. So then what? How does this get turned into a business? And that brings me to the birth of his website, regenerateyourlife.org. Now, I told you Dan has a business partner. That partner happens to be my friend, Ricky Breslin, who I wrote about not long ago, about a lot of the work we've done together for his wife, Marquetta, and her business. I don't really remember how Dan and Ricky met, but they hit it off. They decided to take Dan's passion for raw foods and build it into a real business, which is what Ricky does, because he is a wicked smart individual. And he's into like high-end product creation, and he concentrates mostly on video products. So together, Ricky and Dan have developed an entire line of raw food DVDs. I think they're over 15 now. All about different parts of transitioning and living the raw food lifestyle. You can find the link online to the site and the product pages. But the fact is, Dan has an enormous asset, and he had it from the get-go. He's swimming in a sea of goodwill he generated over years with thousands and thousands of subscribers. So Ricky and Dan work together to take all this knowledge, all of his passion, all of his ability to inspire people, and package it up into things people could buy. Now understand that Dan did the hard work first, right? He added an enormous amount of value to the world long before he did anything else. I'm not saying you have to do it this way. What I am saying is that if you do it this way, it makes the next step, the monetization step, even though that's an awful word, I'm using it for the sake of clarity, makes that part pretty easy. It kind of reminds me of something that Craig Ballantyne, who I've worked with over the years, used to say. Basically, he would explain that there are two ways to make six figures online. Either you build a list and sell product as you go, or you build the list, add value for almost a full year, and then make the six figures in the last week or two. Understand the parallels here between Dan's world and what you do with clients. Right now, most of you are actively working with clients. Dan does do some consultations, I think, too, but instead of a service-based approach to revenue, he's created a product-based approach. You can do this too, obviously. Maybe you can't do it with every service you provide, but there's usually some untapped potential in every business where productizing a service could do great things. Imagine doing the work once, getting paid over and over again forever. It's a nice situation to be in. You can either do that, or you can just deal with clients one-on-one forever. Frankly, I think the way to go is probably to combine the two models. You get some leverage with the products, and that product front end becomes your filtering system for some great clients on the other end. So now let's talk about making the transition, if necessary, from a platform you don't own to one that you do own. Now, Dan invested years of effort to make all those videos on YouTube, over 1,200 by now. The good news is that tons and tons of people watched those videos. His audience grew. What could possibly be the problem with that? Nothing, except he built the platform in a place he doesn't ultimately control. So, not long ago, he woke up one morning to find his entire YouTube account gone. All the videos gone. All the subscribers gone. Apparently, some of his video content crossed YouTube's line, wherever that is. Now, Dan often mentions he's not a doctor. He's not handing out medical advice. At the beginning, like I said, he was a guy with a trailer and a juicer and a camera. Anyone with half a brain could figure these things out, but that's not really the system we're working in today. Common sense has pretty much been outlawed in favor of something much better for the system, which is control. So when Dan talks about the truly miraculous effects of raw foods and vegetables on someone's health, no matter what they're dealing with, it kind of makes the powers that be nervous. Now, Dan did get his account back due to the quick action of his community, but it took some work. So, moral of the story, building a platform on something you don't own and don't control is not a smart long-term strategy. It can be part of the strategy, you just don't want it to be the whole thing. Putting videos on YouTube obviously gets you found. It's cheap, it's quick, it's easy. So by all means, leverage the free tools that are out there, but have a plan for transitioning all of those subscribers to something you control. Ideally, an email list. You want to be able to go to them. That's really one of the secrets of a platform that works. So Dan did that through the use of a lead magnet. Now, this doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be hard. If you want some extra background about how to do this, the thing I recommend over and over again is Dean Jackson's Whisker and Cheese episodes of the I Love Marketing podcast. Go listen to that. And when you're done, repeat it. It gets you thinking in a very strategic way, in a smart way, about lead magnets. So on the letter I'm working through here, I have a screenshot of the opt-in page Dan created to build an email list from all of his YouTube subscribers. He called it his Insiders Club. As you can see in the picture, he just put a few valuable resources on that page and offered to exchange them in exchange for the email address. Very simple. This is like 1999 stuff here that still works, however. He had a video above the opt-in form to explain why he's doing it, explain his intentions, make everything 100% authentic. He's not trying to trick people into anything. He's trying to help them. And he's trying to help them in a way that is more under his control. So that simple process is how he began transitioning from having a community on a platform he didn't control to one he did. Understand that all of this is about increasing the value you're able to give to subscribers. If you build a platform where subscribers have to remember you, remember that you exist, and then come and see your videos, you're really limited in what you can deliver, right? They have to remember you in the midst of their busy lives in order to come, consume, and benefit from what you produce. Ideally, you want to be able to go to them. If you can't, right now, figure out some way to change that. One thing I think that's valuable when you're collecting an email address for a platform is to be really upfront about what's coming and when. There's something very helpful about framing how this communication channel is going to function. So, say I went out and collected email addresses to build my list. I gave away a lead magnet, but at no point did I mention that I'd be sending daily emails to these people. It might still work, but really, when those emails start showing up, it would kind of be unexpected. So that's why I'm always as upfront about it as I can be. Once that email address comes in, I make it known they're also going to receive my daily newsletter. Sometimes I do that even before the email address is submitted. When they expect it, it feels totally different. Okay, so how can you build something like this? When you look at the whole thing, Dan's platform and business systems are really simple and really impressive. Actually, I think the simplicity is what makes them impressive. And this platform that he's built has allowed Dan to go from where he started, which was making videos by a trailer, to living a life most people dream of. How do you build something like this? I really asked that question for a long time. I'd see someone's success and I'd try to emulate it. Sometimes it would kind of work, other times not at all. At the time, I really had no idea I was skipping over one of the most important steps of this entire business building process. I actually forgot to consult myself about any of this, and I forgot to ask myself what is the most important question anyone can ask, really, which is exactly what do I want my life to look like? When I did that, I realized I had no clue. I don't think most people have any clue what they want their life to look like. I mean, like, really want it to look like. They know what they think they should want. They know what other people think they should want, but when it comes down to actually understanding how they want their life to look, that's where you start getting some blank stares. So how in the world do you figure out which type of business to build if you can't answer even partially this question? You don't, because without this answer, everything else you do is just guessing. When you actually do the work to figure this out, the answer might even surprise you. But it's an answer worth getting because it provides an enormous amount of clarity in all of your decision making when you know which port your boat is headed towards. It took me a while to admit I didn't really care about being a bazillionaire. It took me a while to admit I actually wasn't willing to do whatever it takes to succeed. And it took me a little while to admit that I don't have any desire, really, whatsoever, to buy a fancy car, live in a mansion, or any of those other super successful things we're supposed to do. What I feel like doing is helping people, creating things, writing, and doing it all from my home with my family. That's my big plan. So, do you know how many things that simple decision allows me to avoid? It allows me to avoid almost all of them. When you get this piece of the puzzle straight, it makes designing your platform and business systems much more straightforward. It gives you context. If you need a little kick in the pants about why this is so valuable, make sure to listen, maybe for the second time if you've already heard this, to an interview I published with my friend and colleague, Mike Marasco. He is really the laziest successful person I know, and I mean lazy in the best sense of the word, and he explains why he is that way. You'll have to come back to the letter here at incomparableexpert.com/fruitsandvegetables to get the audio. There's just one catch with this designing your life thing. It requires something not too many people are willing to do. it requires a commitment to what you actually want for your life. Of course, there might be something better out there. There might be someone more successful. There might be someone better looking. But if you can deal with all that and understand that it truly doesn't matter, and that all that matters is that you're executing on the vision you have for you, then you're going to do just fine. You can exclude everything else, and that's the point. That's why some people make enormous progress. That's what allows such enormous progress on your journey, because you finally made the commitment not to pursue the other 95% of things out there that you could do. So, what's left when you've built platform and systems? What's left is feeding your platform. When you have a system that works, then you move your focus into growing the number of folks coming into that system. Now, I told you about Dan McDonald's success, beginning virtually with nothing. What I didn't tell you is that he's done all of this without any paid advertising, which is really quite amazing when you think about it. Now, in my work, I'm not saving lives. I'm not doing anything close to that level of impact. I actually do have to think of ways to grow my universe. All I'm really interested in is feeding my platform through various media. The rest of the process kind of takes care of itself. So this is where you invest 80% of your work, maybe, once you have everything else built. You've basically built a way to feed people value. So now your job becomes figuring out new and effective ways to invite more guests to the table, right? For me right now, I'm using Facebook and article placements and stuff like that. It took me a while to crack the Facebook nut, but I'm big on doing things from my home, so I kind of had to do the work because you won't find me attending conferences or networking or anything like that. It's just not what I do. So on this page on the site, you'll see a snapshot of one of my Facebook campaigns. You can see I took the Dean Jackson whiskers and cheese advice to heart. I have an ad that isn't for a 900-page ebook or a free system or a webinar or anything like that. It's for something extremely specific, how to answer the "so what do you charge" question. That's something my people want to know. I don't have to make them want to know it, they just want to know it. Now, this area of lead generation can be really frustrating and annoying at times, and that's when you go back to your reason for being and realize there are a ton of people you could be helping on the other side of this divide, this lead generation divide that you're trying to figure out. If you can just figure out a way through, if you can just get a paid lead generation campaign working, then you will have built a pipeline that you control and one that you can turn on and off at will. Okay, one more thing before we wrap this up, one more topic about the platform business model. Question: does this platform approach only work for solo entrepreneurs? You might be asking yourself that question if you're not one of those individuals. Does it only work for those types of businesses, or could big businesses use this as well? So I'm going to tell you a little story, as best I know it, of the beginnings of one of the most successful internet-based platforms ever created, which is Bill Bonner's Daily Reckoning from Agora Publishing. I think, forgive me the powers that be, if I get any of these details wrong, it's with the best of intentions, but I think it started back in 1999, maybe. And went for a long time, although Bill has moved on to writing other things, but just as frequently. I don't have any inside knowledge about this, except what I've pieced together over the years, but I do tend to be a voracious student, so when I find someone whose approach really resonates with me at a deep level, I really do a lot of digging and find out a lot about that individual. So, as far as I know, back in the late 90s, there wasn't really a working model for newsletter publishers to do stuff online, to really harness the power of the internet. So Bill and his team basically invented one. They called it the Daily E-Letter, or the Agora model. I call it the platform. The function is the same no matter what you call it. And if you come to the page where this letter is online, you'll find a link to a McClota case study talking about how this model developed by Andrew Palmer, who was did a lot of work to help it develop. So Bill sat down and wrote his Daily Reckoning email for over a decade, every single weekday. Think about what that means. Every single weekday, 52 weeks a year, 10 years. What CEO of an enormous corporation like that makes an investment of time like that? He did. Why? Well, number one, I think he actually liked to do it, of course. add in the actual results it began producing as it served as the delivery channel for an enormous number of subscription offers and became a major winner. And if you've been paying attention, that's a huge key. If you hate doing this, do something else, because the journey is far too long to make it to the end if you can't stand it. But over time, that model, which is the platform model, became such a success that you'll find it copied by just about every other online publisher in this space. You just can't beat consistency. You can't beat over-delivering on value. You can't beat building trust and credibility. So why don't more people do it? As you know, I talk about the platform a lot. The amount of evidence out there in all different shapes and sizes is extremely compelling that this is an effective way to sell products and services. That's because it creates the channel through which selling those products and services doesn't require a whole lot of selling. If you ask me to look out over the entire business landscape and pick the one approach that's most likely to succeed, this is it. This is the one I would choose. This is the one I use. That is why I do it. It just works. And right there is probably the reason most people shy away from actually doing it. What works is really boring on one level. Once you know what works, you kind of feel that little bit of excitement that you had when you were searching for what works kind of go away. The thrill was in the hunt, right? That's what we like to do. The excitement was in the searching. We strive, we search, we overcome struggle. That's really what makes you feel alive. It's taken me quite a few decades, though, to realize and to make progress on the journey of not being ruled by feelings like this. When you simply react to what you're feeling at any one moment, you basically become a slave to something you don't control. Responding to feelings is different than reacting to them. Response implies conscious, deliberate action, right? Reaction implies unconscious, automatic. The trick I've found is to develop the ability to settle into the non-exciting and actually enjoy it. Maybe some people aren't wired to do that. I don't know. But I think that's how you get somewhere. You pursue the non-exciting. You pursue the repeatable. You put one pebble in the bucket every day. Tomorrow, a new pebble. The next day, a new pebble. That's what I missed all those years ago when I was a musician. They always said he had such promise, right? Too bad I missed the secret about slow and steady, about pursuing the non-exciting and by being satisfied by that. Who knows where I'd be today in that world. But I'm thankful it didn't work out. Otherwise, I wouldn't be sitting here at my kitchen table about to make breakfast as my kids are getting up. So that's the life I want to live. That's the life I'm living. I wish that same privilege for you. See you next time.